feeling of oneness, to be one with nature, the feeling to see now the true aspects of nature, the beauty in it, and which filled me with happiness.
The All-American Half Pound, pure beef patty, lettuce, tomatoes.
And then, of course, there's the ontological argument for a deity.
Little indie rock electro remix.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmonious layers built up on top of one another like a sandwich.
Have you ever jacked in? Have you ever wire tripped?
Only you knew what Show Before Us did to us.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I don't want you to trip like I do.
President Bush has authorized spying on American citizens as part of his war on terror without obtaining court approval at any time.
From every mountain and valley the world over are flowers and plants of simple beauty. Some hold a natural wonder, chemicals that soothe pain and inspire euphoria. At times they've been hailed as a gift of heaven, but in the last century they've been condemned as a scourge of man. Once, marijuana, cocaine, opium, ecstasy, LSD, even heroin were perfectly legal. Today, they compel a war on drugs. Did these plants and drugs change? Or did we?
Drugs are menacing our society.
It's like a five-hour orgasm.
Used wisely can produce the greatest ecstasy that man knows.
Ergot is a fungus that grows on corn.
For centuries, midwives have used it to stimulate the uterus in childbirth. At Sandoz, Hoffman was experimenting with ergot, trying to refine its effect. On the 16th of April, 1943, he was in his laboratory preparing a fresh batch of a compound he'd first synthesized 5 years before. It was lysergic acid diethylamide, LSD.
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's not just a radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Edward Bukert, and this episode, we are celebrating the psychedelic holiday, Bicycle Day. Yes, today, April 19th, it's the anniversary of a very important day in psychedelic history. It was 3 days after April 16th. 1943, when, basically the Swiss scientist, the chemist, Dr. Albert Hoffman, and in 1943, he was mixing up a batch of a chemical, lysergic acid diethylamide, to investigate some possible medicinal uses. And he noticed that day, after he had mixed it up, that colors were kind of brighter and that his sensations were kind of weird. And thinking about that, he realized that perhaps that substance he had made had been absorbed through his skin. And in the fine tradition of many scientists before him, he decided to test that theory out on himself on April 19th, 1943. And, well, as you'll hear from the audio clips from a wonderful BBC documentary on Dr. Albert Hoffman's life and LSD and the psychedelic experiences, he decided to take, as a cautious man, as he says, he decided to take the smallest possible dose that he thought could have any effect. And that was 250 micrograms, 250 millionths of a gram. But, well, as he said, it turned out to be very, very strong. So feeling ill, he decided to go back home. And during that time, it was wartime, World War II, he rode his bicycle home. And he experienced in a very significant way the psychedelic effects of LSD, making April 19th the first acid trip in history, and eventually propelling Western civilization into the psychedelic age, and, well, the whole world, in fact. Before we go any further, let me state that the views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of WMFO or the WMFO exec board or the trustees of Tufts University. Yeah, they're the ones who hold the broadcasting license, in fact. And they may not even necessarily reflect the views of this producer, because it's a sound collage and I just like throw a lot of things out there and mix them in for your consideration and hopefully your edification on many subjects. And tonight, yes, this is a Tears of the Gods, so we always have some sort of a feature for you. Tonight, we've got a triple feature for you with first the local Boston band Axe Monkey. And then we've got a bunch of early psychedelic music. Well, psychedelic music from early Pink Floyd. And then we've also got a featured compilation album for you this evening. Nuggets, original artifacts from the first psychedelic era, 1965 to 1968. And my eternal gratitude to Coffee and Smokes Alex for turning me on to that. He hosts the Desperate Hours on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. And so it's a triple feature. We started off the show with a real psychedelic song from Jefferson Airplane, White Rabbit, all about, going down into the rabbit hole and Alice in Wonderland. And then we followed with Axe Monkey and Acid Django from a pre-release CD that I got from Catherine Capozzi there. So we've got so much great music, great psychedelic and psychedelic related music from Pink Floyd and Jimi Hendrix and Deep Purple and Brian Eno and Tangerine Dream. I've got an 8-minute piece in the next set. Phaedra Movements. It's from the album Phaedra. It's called Movements of a Visionary from Tangerine Dream. And, we're going to start off with one of my favorite Crystal Method songs ever. So much so that since day one of my show, I've had that Trip Like I Do clip in my show intro since the first version of the intro. And, you know, that expresses what I'm trying to do in my sound collages for you, the listener, to understand and experience things through what might seem like some crazy perspectives, but hopefully might turn out to be just as real as any other. And important. Something to think about and understand. The nature of reality and existence.
Another world, another time. another world, another time. His land was green and good until the crystal cracked. Themselves. Cheat death again.
priest of the LSD movement is Dr. Timothy Leary. Once a respected professor of clinical psychology at Harvard, now at 47, depending on your point of view, a prophet or a threat to the conventional morality.
LSD is a psychedelic drug. Psychedelic means mind opening. Psychedelic means process of going within. Psychedelic chemicals are ways of contacting your body, contacting areas of your nervous system which can teach you things. Psychedelic drugs tend to turn you off from the outside world and put you in tune with what we call the divinity within.
The synthesis, I got in a very strange psychic situation. A kind of dream world appeared, a feeling of oneness with the world. A very strange experience which reminded me to some experience I had in childhood.
Oh,
session in the forest in the wood that I had some kind of, I would say, mystical experiences. The feeling of oneness, to be one with nature, the feeling to see now the true aspects of nature, the beauty of it, and which fills me with happiness.
Subject was booked under Section 601, in danger of leading an idle, dissolute, or immoral life.
We have
join us here live, 9 to 5, on Saturday, May 4th, for our first ever WMFO Live Music Day. Yes, tune in to 91.5 FM starting at 9 a.m. to hear the Cast Irons, Anthony Kaczynski, Peter Parsec, Danielle Moralia, Lisa Bastoni, 61 Ghosts, Lily Black, Will Daly, Flight of Fire, and Celebutante. They'll all be performing live on the air from Studio A and Studio D. Only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts, live, local, freeform, community radio. You're listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts, freeform community, and sometimes live local radio, as it will be on May 4th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Hours and hours of live music here on the 91.5 FM airwaves of WMFO. So our theme this evening is called Psychotripodalia, and what we are doing is celebrating the psychedelic holiday of April 19th, Bicycle Day, when the Swiss chemist Dr. Albert Hofmann deliberately took some LSD. He was the first person in all of history to deliberately take some LSD. He had, 3 days before, April 16th, 1943, whipped up a batch of it for some research, and he had noticed that his sensation of colors and other sensual phenomena that he was experiencing were very altered. And being a chemist as he was, he realized that he could have absorbed some, that he absorbed some of this chemical that he had synthesized through his skin. So he decided to experiment on himself. And he started with the smallest dose that he thought would have any possible effect. 0.01 of a gram, but it turned out to be a very, very powerful dose. In fact, 2.5 of what we generally consider a typical hit of LSD. And that became a very important substance in the 1960s. As Dr. Timothy Leary of Harvard ended up doing some experiments a little unconventionally, and not just experimenting on the subjects, but where the researchers did that, and that got him fired from Harvard and eventually led him to, as you heard in the excerpts from the BBC documentary that I mixed in, I led him to be the high priest of the psychedelic movement. So we started off that set with the Crystal Method and Trip Like I Do, and then heard a selection from our featured compilation album of the show, Nuggets, Original Artifacts from the First Psychedelic Era. Incense and Peppermints by the Strawberry Alarm Clock was the name of that song. And then some German electronic music from Tangerine Dream, Movements of a Visionary from their Phaedra album. And then another selection off of Nuggets by the Amboy Dukes, Journey to the Center of the Mind. And, you know, every time I hear the beginning of that song, I think it's we're going to be having Professor Steven Pinker of Harvard coming in and doing his the rest of his WMFO ID. But not that time. And we finished off the music in that set with Deep Purple and Space Truckin'. And then we heard for the first time ever on the radio airwaves a promotion, a promo for our WMFO Live Day that's coming up on May 4th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And that was actually me playing slide guitar on there and, of course, doing the voiceover. Mike Newman, who's the organizer of WMFO Live Day, asked me to do that. And so, yes, slide guitar. A bit with the way Muddy Waters played it, actually. Kind of on an acoustic guitar cranked up through a tube amp in a way. And backing me up right now is Pink Floyd and Echoes. And, you know, it's springtime now, and it's a great time to go out and walk. Although there are other physical activities like running that can provide you with a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, and you don't need any special equipment. And for most adults, it's pretty good exercise. And I'm going out on a long walk tomorrow because normally I go out running on Saturday mornings, as I do a couple of times a week on a 5-mile run. And then on Saturdays, my habit is to stop off at Stop and Shop, not because I love the store, but because it sure is convenient at the end of my run right before home. But I'm not going to do that tomorrow because I am in support and solidarity with the striking Stop and Shop workers. So Matt is somebody who I talk there to. I never buy anything. He's the manager of the fish department. Occasionally I do, but I'm supporting him and Tess, who I learned how to do this bleach tie dyeing from. And so I'm going to be taking a long walk over to Alewife Trader Joe's with my backpack. So I'd recommend, if you've got ways that you could see of making getting a walk to run your errands rather than driving a car or taking public transportation, that you consider doing that. Because walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, and save you money. And you know, with all the drivers who aren't paying any attention where they're going, it's walking is safer than riding a bike. And in case you didn't already know it, this has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford. Yeah, Tufts Freeform Radio. Well, let's get the rest of our psychedelic bicycle day celebrating sound collage going for you. We're going to, of particular note in the next set is going to be an 11-minute live piece by Pink Floyd, recorded way back, I think, in 1967, live over at the Fillmore West. Careful with that axe, Eugene. And we're going to hear another very popular selection from Nuggets, their featured compilation of the evening. And we're going to end with one of the coolest cover versions of any song that I know of, Devo covering in their very Devo-esque way, Jimi Hendrix's Are You Experienced? But before that, we are going to start off with our other featured artist, Axe Monkey, local band, and this is Frenetic Carmen.
The face of the precipice is black with lovers. We'll be right back.
being a cautious man, and I thought I would start with the smallest quantity, which even it could have any effect. This room, I was really astonished how this room had changed. The room itself and the objects in this room had quite a different form, different color, different meaning. The objects, like this chair, was like he was a living object. It became moving from inside. Was so unusual that I really got afraid that I had become insane.
A kind next-door neighbor brought milk as an antidote.
Ich bring Ihnen ein Gläschen Milch, Herr Doktor.
She too was malevolently transformed. The bizarre and terrifying hallucinations continued all evening. At times, Hoffman felt that he was dead and had arrived in hell. But, at last, 6 hours after taking the drug, he felt himself returning to the normal world.